I was just talked to the Suzuki trading on Joan Lovelace, L-O-V-E-L-A-C-E, Lovelace, L-O-V-E-L-A-C-E, L as in Lancy, Joan, J-O-A-N. Date of birth is 12/15/26. Date of visit is 3/7/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Aubrey Shock. Aubrey is A-U-B-E-R-E-Y, A-U-B-R-E-Y, Shock, S-C-H-O-C-K. Aubrey Shock, M.D. Next. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is right chest wall pain and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 95-year-old female who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion over the past 4 months. Also has had a past history for a fall and multiple right rib fractures. Which apparently are now healed, but she continues to have pain along the right rib cage, radiating to the back. Period. The patient is not on any oxygen, and she denies any cough, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Her most recent chest x-ray on 1/26/22 showed a blunting of the right costophrenic angle with a small pleural effusion and mild atelectasis at the right lung base. There were multiple displaced right rib fractures, but no pneumothorax. And the heart size was mildly enlarged. Patient states she was admitted to the hospital at the time of her rib fractures and possibly had a CT chest, but this is not available for review at this time. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, and a history for hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. She has had a CVA in the past and has coronary artery disease and history for migraine attacks as well as osteoarthritis. Surgery also includes coronary angiography and stenting, history of arthroscopy of the knees, cataract surgery with implants, shoulder surgery, tonsillectomy remotely, wrist surgery, and arm surgery. Next paragraph, med list included amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, atenolol 50 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, clonidine 0.1 milligrams BID, and doxazosin 4 milligrams BID, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, Synthroid 75 micrograms daily, losartan 100 milligrams a day, and temazepam 30 milligrams HS. Next paragraph, family history is significant for pneumonia in her father, and mother died of old age at 103. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, habits the patient. Denies history of smoking, but she did smoke for about 2 years at a very young age. No, I'm sorry, alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and had some weight loss. She has no glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath and right chest pains. She has heartburn, no constipation or diarrhea. She has no black stools. denies any palpitations, but has leg swelling and arm pain, and she has anxiety attacks and easy bruising. She has muscle stiffness and aches, and she has occasional headaches and numbness of the extremities and unsteadiness, and also has skin rash with itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 112 over 70, pulse is 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 148, saturation 92. HENT, head norms, phallic pupils, reactors, clear of it, clear, throat is mildly injected. Ears, no inflammation, neck, supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the basis. And, more so on the right side. There are occasional crackles of the right lower chest. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2. And there's no definite murmur. The abdomen is soft and protuberant without masses. No organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, varicosities and mild edema. No calf tenderness. Reflex in the one plaster. No gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number one. Multiple right rib fractures with chest contusion. Number two is right pleural effusion. Number three is atelectasis, right base. Number four is hypertension. And number five is coronary artery disease. Number five is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and, as well as a complete pulmonary function study. She will use an incentive parameter every 4 hours. And a CBC, complete metabolic profile, we ordered. I will review the previous CAT scan done after her hospital admission. And the patient will be given a ventil and inhaler, two puffs, QIDPRN for shortness of breath. A follow-up visit to be arranged in 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Aubrey Schock, MD. Schock is S-C-H-O-C-K. Can you also mention the patient will have a nocturnal oxygen saturation study to evaluate her for nocturnal hypoxemia. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Aubrey Schock and Barry Kusnick, K-U-S-N-I-C-K. Barry is B-A-R-R-Y, M-D. Barry Kusnick, M-D. Thank you.